USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden on Tuesday made his first visit to an intelligence agency since assuming office. After thanking the intelligence community, Biden was asked if he's concerned about the CDC causing confusion about COVID-19 with new guidelines recommending vaccinated people to wear masks indoors in certain areas.
We have a pandemic because of the unvaccinated, and they're sowing enormous confusion. The more we learn about this virus and the Delta variation, the more we have to be worried and concerned.
The bootleg fire in southern Oregon is now up to nearly 411,000 acres, the focus remaining on the northern edge of the fire where it's difficult to build containment lines. They're also working the eastern edge of the fire to protect the community of Summer Lake. USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
A Democratic-led House Select Committee is holding their first hearing to investigate the January 6th attack on the Capitol after multiple congressional hearings on the attack since winter. The panel on Tuesday focusing on police officers who responded to the attack. Aquilino Gonell, a U.S. Capitol Police sergeant, says the people who attacked the Capitol should be held to a different standard and not released due to the harm they did to officers.
We got people right now in front of the Justice Department asking to release some of the very same people to be released, even though we are testifying about the trauma and the agony, everything that happened to us. It's pathetic.
Many of the protesters who entered the Capitol illegally have not been charged with a crime and are sitting in a Washington, D.C. jail. In financial news, the Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P all finishing the day in negative territory. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The Senate Homeland Security Committee is holding a hearing with DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas discussing the department's budget for the 2022 fiscal year. Committee ranking member and Ohio Republican Senator Rob Portman focuses on the surge of illegal immigrants and asylum seekers arriving at the U.S.-Mexico border.
Our border is facing the worst migrant crisis that we've had in over two decades. It's obviously true that we need a new approach. What we're doing now isn't working.
Customs and Border Protection reports its agents encountered over 1 million illegal immigrants in the 2021 fiscal year, the most since 2006. Georgia spa shooter Robert Aaron Long is getting life without parole. That was Long's sentence after pleading guilty this morning to shooting and killing four people at the spas in Cherokee County, north of Atlanta, back in March. He will still face charges in Fulton County, where he allegedly shot four women to death at two different spas on the same day. An estimated 2,000 New Jersey college students are getting a significant break on their outstanding tuition debt. Bergen Community College announcing it will devote $5 million from its federal pandemic relief funds to wipe out past due student tuition bills. More news always can be found online by going to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.